And right now, though, we're going to get to your gut. We got to talk about something that you may be suffering from or an infection that might be doing you harm. It's called C. diff. There's a lot longer words that go into that, but we're going to refer to that until we get the doctor on this morning. Dr. Paul Feuerstadt joins us, MD with Yale University School of Medicine, and also with us, Patricia, who overcame a recurrent C. diff infection. Doctor, if you could first tell us, I guess, what are we talking about when we say C. diff?
Oh, thank you, Brewster, so much for having us. We're here on behalf of Ferring Pharmaceutical to raise awareness about C. diff infection. C. difficile, or C. diff for short, is a bacteria that infects our large bowel or our colon. Normally within our large bowel, there's a wide array of microorganisms, most of them good, some of them not so good. With C. diff, what happens is the good microorganisms decrease and the bad microorganism, like C. diff, increases. In that situation, patients can get symptoms like abdominal pain, diarrhea, nausea, fevers, and sweats. The patients at greatest risk for C. diff infection are those over the age of 65, females, any individual with immune compromise, any individual that receives antibiotics for other indications, people who spend significant amounts of time in skilled nursing facilities and hospitals as well.
What is causing this bad bacteria to overtake the good bacteria?
So what happens is the bad bacteria has a competitive advantage if the good bacteria decrease, and it's typically antibiotics that decrease the good bacteria. So if somebody has a sinus infection or a urinary tract infection, they get an antibiotic, which is totally appropriate. But remember, that antibiotic targets the infection that we're treating, but also has system-wide effects, specifically within the colon. And that can decrease the good bacteria, creating that environment where C. diff can take over.
Patricia, let's bring you into the conversation this morning. Tell me about your story. When did you sort of get diagnosed with this, or what symptoms were happening to you as far as that concerned that you got to this point?
Thank you for the question. I experienced recurrence a month after I was initially diagnosed and treated with antibiotics for C. diff infection. I was then put on another antibiotic, but the cycle of recurrence continued for months. The infection was so painful, and I couldn't be with my kids. I couldn't even hug them. My work was impacted, and I couldn't leave my house. I had to stay home during the holidays and miss out on those important moments as well. A few months after my initial diagnosis and multiple recurrences, I was referred by a GI doctor to enroll in a clinical trial, and after receiving an investigational treatment in early 2019, my symptoms cleared, and I have not experienced recurrence since. To this day, I don't know where or how I got the infection, but I'm so grateful to have been able to be treated and stop the cycle of recurrence. I was able to spend time with family and friends and focus on what's important.
Doctor, if you could explain what kind of treatment this is and how it corrects the situation in your gut.
So on November 30th, 2022, we really had a pivotal moment in the world of C. diff because the FDA approved a product called Rebiota. Rebiota is a broad consortium or a broad group of microorganisms that's administered as a single dose following a standard of care antimicrobial in patients that have recurrent C. diff infection. This is indicated in adults 18 and over for the prevention of recurrence and should not be given as a single therapy. Side effect profile was similar to placebo in the randomized controlled trials. The side effects were mild to moderate in nature predominantly and short-lived. They included abdominal pain, diarrhea, nausea, flatulence, and bloating. Importantly, if an individual has an allergy to any of the components of this product, they shouldn't receive it. And if somebody thinks that it's appropriate for them, they should speak to their provider about it.
Very interesting on that. If people want to find out more information about this, and also obviously they can get the information, you know, if they're suffering some of these symptoms, but where's a good place to get some good information on this?
A great place to get good, solid information about recurrent C. diff and Rebiota is at Rebiota.com.
Rebiota.com. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning getting the word out. And Patricia, thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks.